If you got your Bible, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. Well, hold up. Okay. I got some scriptures wrote down, a whole bunch of them, but we're freestyling this morning. Y'all know what that means? If you ain't ever been up here, you probably don't. But you will next week. Y'all got a pen for a reason. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. It says, but thou hast, and this is the Apostle Paul talking. He says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Just that one verse there would do away with God put sickness and disease on you to teach you something. Over there in John chapter, 14, says that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. Yeah. The scripture here says that the word is good for teaching, right? It's good for doctrine. It's good for correction. You know, God don't need to break my arm to try to teach me something. Right. Aubrey's in school, and she come home from school with a broken finger, and I went to the school, and the teacher said, well, I broke her finger to help teach her something. Mm-hmm. We got a big problem. If we did that to our kids, DHR would be right on out there. Why? Because we're not a good parent. And we know God is the best parent. And I don't care if you're 100, we're all his children. Now let's go over to Ephesians 5. Listen, we're going to be brutally honest this morning. Woo, I can hear a pin drop.
Come on.
We have to be brutally honest with ourselves.
Right.
You hear me? The Bible don't just say we need to know the truth. One place he says we must love the truth. Yeah. We're living in a time now, I don't know if y'all have noticed, I'm sure you probably have, that you can't get a clear answer about the vaccine.
Right.
You can't get a clear answer about Delta. They got two more now. Something starts with A and the other one is Zeta or Zeta or something like that. Calling, you know, of that. You can't get a clear answer about the COVID. Well, you know, used to, you could listen to what the CDC said pretty much. I mean, if you go back into all that they've said before now, up until now, they have changed 18 times about masks. There'll be one that'll tell you, I mean, I heard Fauci say, well, if two masks is good, wear your third. How am I supposed to breathe with all that? I mean, really? And listen, if I can smell an odor, if I go past the cow pasture with my mask on and I can smell that odor, don't you think the germ could get through there too? I mean, please, people. But what is my point? I'm not bringing up all of that to bring up COVID and vaccine. What I am here to tell you this morning, the times that we live in, you used to might could play around a little bit with your Christianity. You might could used to just go to church and not do what the preacher said and go home and not read your Bible and do anything that they said. We don't live in those times anymore. There used to be a time that you could believe what they said on the news for the most part. There's now. You turn it on this channel, they say one thing. You turn it on. We don't even know who our president is. Y'all not saying nothing. You got some that say the election was stolen.
What?
You got others say it wasn't. You got others say Trump's coming back. You got others say, I've even heard prophecies that was before the day that we live in 2014, that there would be a day that they would say we have two presidents.
Come on.
Kim Clement is the one that prophesied it in 2014.
Right.
There's never been a time that we said, see, anybody said we had two presidents at the same time.
Right.
You can't have two presidents at the same time. One of them is not the real one.
Right.
What is my point in saying all of this? We just got through reading that in the last days, he said, no, that seducers are going to come, they're going to deceive and be deceivers. Some people are sincerely honest in what they preach and they teach, but they're sincerely wrong.
Yep.
I don't know everything. There's not a man, woman, boy, or girl on this earth, only the Holy Spirit that knows everything about everything all the time. How do I, why can I say that? Because the Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians 13, 14, he said 13, he says, we all of us only know in part.
Yeah.
So if I got a puzzle and I got a part missing, there's no way I can have the whole puzzle put together. But yet we have the scriptures, we have the Holy Spirit, that if there's something that we don't know, or part of our doctrine or something that we have wrong, if we are open to the truth, he's faithful to show us.
Right.
But I can tell you right now, there's people out there today, they don't want to know the truth.
That's right.
They don't want to know it. You can give it to them, and I even got scripture where it talks about because of their willful ignorance. They don't want to know it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to change.
Right.
Scotty talked to a guy a couple weeks ago. He's one of our neighbors. And he takes all of our neighbors, even that lady you used to work with that lives way on down there on 49 in that brick house. I don't know what her name is. Elderly lady. He takes her, made her, so she sends offerings to the church, you know. Just, that's the way he is.
Bless the Lord.
For me, they would sit out there on the vine and rot. I'm not going. Unless the Lord told me, then I would, you know. I'm just, anyway, we're not going to get off on all that. Anyway, so he took some vegetables to one of our neighbors down the road. And they got to talking about the Lord and healing and different things like that. His church kicked him clean out. Because he went to another, he's sick, he's fixing to have if he hadn't already had it. What is it he's got to have?
Heart valve.
Yeah, heart valves replaced. So he heard about some churches and some people that they believe in divine healing. We are one of them. So he went over there to that church. I don't know if it was a revival or a service or whatever, you know. And needless to say, he didn't receive his healing that time or whatever. He went back to church. His church had found out about it. They met him at the door. You're not a member here no more.
Right. Kicked him out.
I can tell you his name and you can go ask him for yourself if you don't believe what I'm telling you.
Come on.
I had a sister-in-law one time. They get a divorce, so she's not my sister-in-law anymore. But I had a sister-in-law one time. She had got born again. And I can tell you the name of the church, but I won't. How many knows everybody gets saved? They know. They got something on the inside of them. We want to go to church.
Yep.
You know, people say, why don't I can be a good Christian without going to church? Well, my question to that is, if you are such a good Christian, why would you not want to go to church?
Amen.
That's what good Christians want, don't we?
Yes.
I got saved, and that's one of the first things I wanted. I wanted to read the Bible, and I wanted to go to church. But anyway, she got saved and everything, and she was kind of a tomboy-like. She didn't dress up much or anything. But anyway, to go to church, she had on a women's pants suit, you know. They met her at the door. You can't come in here with that on. And they got scripture for it. Anybody tell me ones it is? I don't know about y'all, but I got on pants this morning.
Come on.
These are not Scotty's kind of pants. They're pants made just for me. Now, if y'all come walking in here with a dress on, guys, we got a problem. I don't know. In this country, well, they probably are now, but they didn't used to be. Any dresses that are made for men. So now we used to could say, you know, have scripture for what you believe. We got to go deeper than that now. They got scripture for what they believe. Monty, I was just out here a while back. A certain person can't come here, can't listen to you because you've been married before. They can't come. Well, this talks about a deacon, you know, should be the husband of one wife, but that is not talking about because you've been married before. You go back and look at Bible days, they have more than one wife.
That's right.
New Testament, we're not supposed to have more than one wife or more than one husband.
Amen. Thank you.
But that's scripture not rightly divided with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Then they said they can't come listen to me, Monty, because I'm a woman. And there's no way that a woman can be silent in the church and teach Sunday school at the same time. So they can't come listen to me either. They're just some kind of messed up.
That's right. Come on.
Where can they go? Only to their certain little denomination. That's the problem in these days. I have a lot of my family that comes here. Sandy, Doris, Katie, Meg, Granny, you know, Travis, my grandkids. I have a lot of my family comes here. And I tell everyone, don't come here because of me.
That's right.
Don't come to the Jeffrey, all of them. Don't come to this church because this is where I go to church.
That's right.
Because see, I know I'm in God's will being here. I don't know where you're supposed to be. And if you're out of your place, you're out of your grace.
Right.
And you sure don't want that to happen. But in the day and time that we live in, you can't turn to the TV.
Nope.
You certainly can't turn to Facebook.
Nope.
I just had a thing on there. If I wasn't to call his name, y'all would know who I'm talking about. He's a well-known pastor and well-known on Facebook. And I like the guy, and I follow, you know, his teachings and preachings and things like that. But he put something on Facebook talking about how that healing is not always God's will. He gave three scriptures for what he was saying. Well, I thought if we had the scriptures, no, honey. It don't matter if you got scriptures or not. It has to be rightly divided scriptures with the Holy Spirit and will be in line with all of this word. I can take two right now that totally contradicts that. Says that some, it's God's will to heal some, but it's not God's will to heal others. Psalm 103, what about verse 3, 5, somewhere around in there? He says, I am the Lord thy God that healeth all thy diseases, that forgiveth all thine iniquities. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all
Amen.
That were sick and oppressed of the devil. I looked up the word all, Shannon. You know what it means?
All.
All.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
So see, we went over when we was talking about leading of the Holy Spirit. We read two different places where it says that you have to have two or three witnesses for every word to be established. Right? We have court of law here. We have witnesses, right? We call them up. What do they testify to? What they seen and what they heard.
Right.
Well, this scripture here, you can't just take one out of context. You can't take three out of different contexts and put them together and make them say what that guy was saying.
Right.
Now, I truly believe he's sincere in his heart, but he is sincerely wrong.
Yeah.
So, I come back. I made a comment. I wasn't trying to straighten him out, but it was like when I read that, because of who he was, that tried to jar my thinking and believing a little bit. And I thought, if that tries to do that to me, I believe I'm pretty well grounded in what I believe on most everything. What does it do to other people?
Yeah.
So anyway, I come back on there because there was a lady, you know, that come right under it in comments, confirming what he had said, you know. Everybody don't get healed, you know, and this, that, and other. So I come on there and I said, well, and I don't like to text. I'm not a very fast texter, so I try to make it short and sweet. Right to the point. So I come up on there and I said, if healing is not God's will for everybody, then neither is salvation, because he did both on the tree.
That's right.
Now we know the stripes on his back was before he got to the tree. It might have been better if I'd have said through his whippings, you know, and death, burial, resurrection. But like I said, I don't like text, so I'm just put on the tree, you know. Somebody comes back and says, where do you get these ideas? I mean, honestly, if I didn't feel so sorry for him, it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Where do you get these ideas that you're putting on here? It is not God's will for everybody to be saved, obviously, because they're not. And I'm like, are you serious? What does the Bible say? Tell me right now what the Bible says.
God so loved the world.
What else does it say? Tell me some more.
None should perish, but all should come to repentance. Amen.
That's what Scotty just said, yeah. Tell me another one. Okay, take this one with us. Tell me some more. See, blows her theology right out of the water. Now, I didn't say just two or three scriptures. They must be rightly divided. Well, then they come back. One gets on there and he tells me, he says, You must, and he's theological talking, you know, he's been to theologian school, his hermeneutics, homiletics, and all his other junk, you know, that I don't understand and don't care to. I've been to the school of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And like I said, I know I don't know everything, and everything I believe, I know it cannot be 100% right. So therefore, I am open to the Holy Spirit to show me. I can't tell you how many times I've had to change certain things that I believed over the years. I believe if you're growing and you're developing, it's kind of like some people, they think they know a lot. You know what that tells me? They know very little. Because I find out the more that I come to really know, the more I realize there's so much I don't know. You know. Then this other one comes on there with his homiletics and nudics and all this other bunch of junk, telling me, Teresa Weston, you must realize. Now that's the way I was reading it, because the way it's worded. Who God's talking to, Jesus is talking to at the time. There was Jews and there was Gentiles, you know. So the Jews had healing, but the rest did not. I got scripture for that.
Absolutely.
No, I'm talking about before that.
Yep.
Before the cross, I got scripture for that.
Yes.
Jesus himself said, I've been only sent to the house of the Jews, right?
Right.
Syrophoenician woman's daughter.
Right.
They're not Jews.
No.
Yeah.
Roman centurion servant.
Right.
They're not Jews.
No.
I found it in there before Jesus ever even died.
Come on.
He wasn't sent to them, but you know what? God's will was so much for healing that just because they believed it, he did it.
That's right.
And he wasn't even sent to them at the time.
Right.
Now that we've all been born, they can be born again and all of that, he said there's neither Jew nor Gentile. Right?
Yeah.
We're all grafted in, so we get the same thing.
That's right.
Not on one, all.
You better know what you believe and who you believe.
Yeah.
In the day and hour we live in. Because like I said, there's some preachers, they're wrong, and they're sincerely wrong. They're not trying to deceive anybody. I would not try to deceive anybody on purpose.
Yeah.
Then you got others, they are. The Bible talks about them, they'll do it for money. They'll do it for fame, for a big following of people and different things like that. But let's look here in Ephesians 5 before we get off on all that. Y'all making me preach my message before we get our scripture.
Come on.
Let's look at, and this is just for time's sake. Really what you need to do would be good if you go back and read the whole chapter of something. Or at least two or three verses before it, two or three verses after it, to get context. You know what I'm saying? But here in, he's talking about how they walk and all that, 14. He says, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee life. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. He says, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. The Amplified says it this way. He says, what verse was that, 17?
Yes.
Therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish. In other words, go to church, read your Bible, do the preaching that you hear, pray at home. Shannon's perfect example. He stood up and testified he was coming to church. But what, Shannon? You wasn't doing what you needed to at home?
Yep.
I mean, really, we would look like Johnny when he was on his fast if we only ate as many times as we come to church.
Yep.
Y'all remember? I told Scotty, I asked you the other day, Johnny, I walked in the door and I told Scotty, I said, I think we know you go on a Johnny fast. I said, he needs somebody to hold his pants up. I said, it might take me a while longer because I'm bigger. I said, but I think we need a Johnny fast. That's a good thing, Johnny.
Yes, it is.
But he says, therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish. As a Christian, you can be. He says, but understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. Now, excuse me. I've heard people say, and they'll use scripture. That scripture over there, I'm thinking right now it's in Isaiah, where God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. God says, my thoughts and my ways are much higher.
Amen.
What part of that verse did he say, I can't thank them? Do you realize this whole book is God's thoughts written down in words?
Yep, right.
So you know what that tells me, number one? He wants me to know him.
Right.
Yep. He wants me to think him.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
They're his thoughts written down in words. Not counting that, the Bible says if we've been born again, now we have the mind of Christ.
Right.
The anointed one, not Jesus, the anointed one in his anointing. This one. God works in mysterious ways, sister, that we can't figure out. What? Are you serious? Now, he might have 101 ways to fix my problem I ain't thought of. I can understand that. That's the story of my life. But his ways are not beyond me finding out. For an example, okay, Jeremiah 29:11, favorite scripture for a lot of people, God talking. For I know the plans that I have for you to do you good. So number one, I'm seeing God's plan is to do me good. He wants to do me good. That's not mysterious, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I might not know how he's going to do me good or whatever, unless he tells me or reveals it to me some way. But all I got to do is believe he's good and going to do me good. And to prosper me and to give me a good future and a hope.
Amen.
He says. That one verse there does away with God's bad. Sometimes he will and sometimes he won't. Sometimes God says yes and sometimes God says no.
Wrong.
Y'all got one for that one? Come on now. I prayed for y'all this morning before I got here. Me too. I need to tell you. One that comes to mind, my mind, right off the bat, all the promises of God are in him.
Yes.
And in him.
Yes.
Amen.
That's not a yes and a no, Sandy. That's a yes and a yes and a yes and a yes and a yes. I mean, there's thousands of promises in the Word of God. And they're all in him a yes. Oh, my goodness, help us, Lord. We read that verse, didn't we? Look at Mark 6. I told you this, but we're going to read it. Gosh, I'm going to have to hurry up.
This is good this morning.
Sad to say, we have had, and I'm not trying to condemn anybody. Understand, I'm not. Just this week, I didn't get all my chapters read. Got busy doing something, working down here and other stuff, and I'm like, hey, I didn't read my chapter Thursday and Friday. I'm going to have to go back and get on that. So I understand, you know, you can get off. But sad to say, I mean, we've had this for years now. I mean, I even make a calendar for everybody to know what chapter we're all supposed to be on Monday through Friday. We all read the same chapter. Now, you can read the whole Old Testament if you want, or the whole New. You know, I'm not telling you can't read more than that. But at least Monday through Friday, we all supposed to be reading at least one chapter, and it's the same chapter we all read together. What's the point in that? One thing is to get Christians to read their Bible.
Amen.
But sad to say, there's still Christians that come to this church that I know week after week after week, they do not read their Bible. How do you think you're ever going to survive? The Bible says the Word of God, that man shall not live by bread alone, but what? By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I need to be getting the word out of the mouth of God when I'm praying. I need to be reading the word coming out of the mouth of God as it's written. It's food to my spirit, man. But here in Mark chapter 6. Oh, I don't want to read that whole thing. I'll paraphrase it down to about verse 5, maybe. Anyway, no, to verse 4. Anyway, Jesus is in his own hometown. Now, a lot of people just think about Jesus going around healing. That's not what he did. If you go back and you read, he went about preaching and teaching. Preaching and teaching. Why? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Before you receive healing, you must hear how about it's his will to heal.
Right.
But he went about preaching and teaching. This is what he had done and all that. And he gets to his own hometown. We'll pick it up verse 4 just for time's sake. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, because they start complaining about him saying stuff, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, except that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them.
Amen.
And he marveled because of their what?
Unbelief.
Unbelief. And he went round about the villages teaching. One lady come on there and started telling me, well, if it's God's really God's will for everybody to be healed, how come good Christians die with sickness and disease? I said, I can't tell you that.
Sure.
There's many reasons. And then everyone else starts talking about lack of faith. I never mentioned lack of faith one time. All I said was, there's many reasons. Right here, one of the reasons why they couldn't receive much from Jesus is because of their unbelief. Wasn't because God's will wasn't to do it.
Right.
I mean, there's some places all he done was speak a word. Y'all remember the centurion servant? He didn't go lay hands on him. He said, just speak the word and my servant will be healed. Jesus said, I've not found such great faith in all of Israel. Here he had to lay his hands on a few sick folk was all they got him. Maybe some headaches or something. I don't know. But it wasn't very much. And he says the reason why he couldn't, it wasn't that it wasn't God's will. It was because of their unbelief. So how come good Christians go die with sickness and disease? I don't know. Maybe some of them never heard the word. How can you hear without a preacher? How can you preach lest you be sinned? Right? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I just brought you up some churches. They teach against healing. Whole denominations, some of them, against healing. How many people in that church you think is being healed? You got whole churches preach against tithing. How much money you think they got? Why? For whatever you hear, faith comes for.
Yeah.
I can be strong in financial faith if I put a bunch of that word in for that.
Yeah.
But I can be very weak in faith for healing,
yeah,
if I ain't put much word for that in. Why? That's how faith comes. And he says here that he couldn't do it not because it wasn't God's will, but because of their unbelief. So that's one reason why some good Christians don't get healed. Could be because of their unbelief, right?
Yes.
Well, I'll take you to another one over there in Mark chapter 11. It talks about if you believe in your heart and say to the speak to the mountain and all that, right? If you say to the mountain, be thou plucked up, cast into the sea, and it will be removed, right? Don't stop there. Read on down. It says, and when you stand praying, hold a grudge. See, you don't know all the time some things people may harbor in their hearts. You may look like a good Christian to me on the outside, but I don't know the unbelief that you let run through your head when you're laying on your bed going to sleep at night. So therefore, I cannot judge God's will by what happens or doesn't happen here in the earth.
Never.
I can't tell you why some people die with sickness and disease. All I can tell you, we don't have to.
Right.
Now that's pretty much what we know, because that's pretty much what happens. But there's some people, they just left here. Kenneth Hagin, I mean, 60-something years, never even had so much as a cold. He's sitting there eating his breakfast. He just leaves. He's not sick. He's not diseased. How come we can't believe we can just leave when our time here, we have fulfilled our purpose for being here? Why can't we just leave?
Come on.
They didn't kill Jesus. The Bible says when he was on the cross that he said what he said, Father, forgive me. It says, and he gave up the ghost. He said, no man takes my life from me. He said, I lay it down and I raise it back up. Why do I have to believe that I have to be sick to go to heaven? I don't.
That's right. Come on.
According to Scripture. But then you got all these unbelieving, born-again Christians that'll tell you different. And they will fight you tooth and nail to stay sick. They will fight you tooth and nail with unrightly divided Scriptures to stay broke. When the Bible plainly says, Jesus took upon himself poverty that I might be made rich. And to the Christian, rich should not be a bad word.
Amen.
For me to fulfill all that God wants me to do and be blessed and be a blessing to everybody I come in contact with and leave a blessing behind me everywhere I go, I got to have some finances.
That's right. Come on.
Listen, and God can't just, he don't just follow it through me. I mean, if you're the water hose, honey, and the water's flowing through, you're going to get wet.
Yep.
But how come there's some Christians that will fight you to stay broke? Look here at, let's see. I know which one it is, but I got to find it here. Matthew 15. I'm going to show you one of the reasons. What happens to them. Matthew 15, verse 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he answered and said unto them, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father." And what they're saying there is, the thing, the money I would have used to take care of you, I'd give it to the church.
Yeah.
Basically. He says, "But you say, whosoever shall say to his father and mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by what?
Your tradition."
Your tradition. And then he goes on to start talking about a bunch of hypocrites. Now that goes back to the very thing that I started out with. You got whole denominations that preach and teach against divine healing.
Yep.
And they don't have one. But see, secretly, some of them's running off to somewhere else to get some. Because people just want to be well. I mean, if they really believe that, don't be a hypocrite. You get COVID, just go and get in the bed. Don't go to the doctor. Come on now.
That's right.
If we really gonna believe it, let's just live it. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't tell me in church how not to believe in divine healing. And then when I get sick or my babies get sick, first thing I do is run to the doctor. Don't get out of God's will now.
That's right.
We're taking medicine to get healed. If you gonna believe it, do it.
Right.
See how? I mean, they don't even believe that themselves. Now, there has been some, and DHR come in because their kids died because they wouldn't take them to the doctor. But look what he says here. He says, "Your traditions of men have made the word of God no effect in your life, to where you can hear the word, but because you won't be a doer of the word, you won't receive it, you're going to stay with your denomination, what they teach and what they believe." Monty, I told you a while ago about somebody couldn't come here and listen to you because, you know, April's not your first wife. They can't come here and listen to me because I'm a woman and all of that. And you know what the next words out of their mouth is? I think Sister Teresa's a good teacher, preacher. You know, she'd probably make a better pastor than Scotty does.
Bless her, Lord.
Are you serious?
That's right. Come on.
I may not.
Yeah.
This almost tries to make me righteously upset.
Yeah.
If you gonna believe it, don't believe it because I say it. Mm-hmm. Believe it because you are convinced of what you believe yourself. Like, we're going to church here for a while. Because they got around somebody in certain denomination that started talking about the Lord in the scriptures and told them. And that's why they can't come here. So now they're telling them they shouldn't either because this is what the word says and showed them scripture. I tell Travis, don't believe what I believe. You better believe for yourself. My, there's going to come a time that his babies might be sick and mama might not be there. There's going to come a time you better believe about tithing and doing tithing because you believe or are convinced in your heart, not because mom and daddy does. Because there's going to come a time you got a financial need. You are going to have to know in who you have believed.
Come on.
Did we read all that?
Yeah, we read all that. So we see here one reason why some people might not receive the will of God is because of unbelief. Another reason we see here why somebody might not receive the will of God, whether it be finances or healing or whatever the case might be, is because of your traditions of men. Thank God that I learned early on that I am not a denomination. Oh, and they even make this stuff up. Because we don't call ourselves a certain denomination, you know, then we are a cult. I am a Christian.
Amen.
I thought we y'all supposed to be Christian, Christ-like, Christ followers, right?
Yes.
Then why do we have so much division? How come the Pentecostals can't get along with the Baptists, and the Baptists can't get along with the Catholics, and the Catholics can't get along with the Methodists? God's got Christians in every denomination. I didn't say necessarily they're all preaching and teaching right, but he has some that are born again in all of them.
That's right.
How come we're so divided? The Bible says over in Ephesians, there's one Lord, one God, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Why are we so divided? We all got King James, right? And I mean, there's many other different translations, but predominantly, most time, King James versions, what people preach and teach on. Why are we so divided? The Bible says we're not supposed to be ignorant of Satan's devices, right?
Right.
So when people ask, what denomination are you? I don't even want to tell them.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I tell them, well, I'm not, no, I'm not a denomination. Oh, you're one of them, are you? We better get on with this. I got just a few minutes left and I ain't even got halfway done yet.
Good stuff.
Somebody remind me, well, it's almost 5:10 anyway, because I'll have to stop because we got to use our earpins. Y'all thought I forgot about that, didn't you? I ain't forget. All y'all going to preach next week. Don't even look at me like that, Shannon. I didn't say you had to get up here behind the pulpit, but I tell y'all, just meant what we're going to do.
Amen.
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to have to skip all of that and get here to the lap to where I can cut it off here. Okay. We got scripture that says God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. Who could know them? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Y'all ever heard that?
Yeah.
Have you ever said that?
No.
So what if you have? You can change it today.
Right.
What did I tell you on 2 Corinthians? That's where I can't find it. It's 1 Corinthians.
Wow.
See what happens if you think wrong? Can't find what you're looking for. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I don't want to read all this either, but I got to. Verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. That don't mean flawless. That means more mature or whatever. He says, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom. It's not hidden from you. It's hidden for you. He says, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, and people will quote this verse, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
Amen.
And they stop right there. We don't want to stop right there. Keep reading. But God hath revealed to them unto us how?
By His Spirit.
So all this hidden wisdom is laid up for me to be revealed to me by God, by His Spirit.
Right.
So don't stop on that verse. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Not what the world says, not what unbelieving Christians say, right?
Right.
He says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. Listen, you can go to seminary all day long and come out warped up.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying going to seminary is wrong. Because it says here, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Now, we've got to stop here, because I've got just a few minutes to get this one here out. Get your pens out. Now, you're not going to go to this church and be ignorant and tell people you go here.
Amen.
Ain't going to happen on my watch. That's part of my job is being a teacher. You hear me? That's part of my job. So we're going to go to school. It's called Sunday school, right?
Yeah.
Y'all remember what you used to do in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll get your pens out. Everybody. Now, I can't make you participate. I hope every one of you does, but that'll be up to you. I'm going to give everybody a topic. Has everybody in here got a Bible? Everybody got a Bible? I didn't say, do you know where it's at? Go home and find it. Everybody got a Bible, right? I'm asking that because if you don't, I have some. I'll give you one because you're going to need it. Now, I didn't mean that to be funny. I'm serious. So y'all laughing. Shannon, stop it. Made me get started laughing. But anyway, I'm going to give every one of you a topic. Anybody in here, you do not want to participate. Now, you're going to have to read and write and study and pray and